discussions around the Carver Bowl with Rock and Cav on ABC Radio Australia.
Joining us here today is current Canberra Raiders front rower who's also represented Samoa, Australia and Queensland, the man himself.
Hi, my name is Josh Bali'i Taki.
Thank you, Josh, for joining us today. You know, really appreciate your time in your very busy schedule.
Yeah.
So just first off, Josh, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, obviously, name Josh Bali, play at the Raiders, been involved with the Raiders for 11 years now at top grade, moved down from Brizzy, born in New Zealand, and grew up in Logan.
Wow, bro. We were just having a debate for like close to a year now about how to say your last name. So, you know,
and now you're even saying it. How?
Yeah. Yeah. Now you got us all confused now. So how exactly do you say it? Because we've been saying Papali this whole time.
Yeah, nah. So every year I've requested my name to be said Papali, which is how you say it.
Yeah.
But commentators, when I first come on the scene, they started with Papali and it just stuck for, you know, so many years. And then, they asked me again this year if they could pronounce it properly. And I said, oh, yeah, have a go. And I got a few requests on Instagram why I changed my last name. It's not changed. It's just pronounced properly.
Pronounce the proper way.
Yeah.
The chiefly way.
Yeah, I know.
But, Josh, who got you into playing footy?
Oh, well, you know, how the fob dads are, bro. I was forced to. you got no option growing up. It's either, play footy or do the chores or become a priest. And, I think footy was easy to pick up. And, yeah, I started back in Auckland about four years old. I started playing for Marist and then come to Logan and just grew up in Brizzy and then played Logan Brothers. But, yeah, I would have to say, family are big into rugby and boxing and, I had no option.
You said you grew up in Logan. I played there for... No, I didn't play there. I lived there for a bit. It's a pretty rough area from the outside in. How did you cope with all the stigma of it being a rough area and becoming the player that you are now?
Yeah, look, I always had the disadvantage of, not going to a footy school. And I always had my doubts in cracking it into the NRL, especially coming from Logan. And, the opportunity is not that great there. Yeah, from outside in, it's pretty rough, but I guess when you're living there for a few years, you sort of get used to, how things are. And it's a very multicultural suburb. And I think that's how we got through.
That's it. Sorry. tell us your experience about the boxing match that you had against Ben Hannon and why you didn't knock him out. I was rooting for you, actually. So I don't know, were you tired or you just wanted to give him a chance?
Oh, bro, I just nerves just got to me. But I swear I was sparring a lot better than what I thought. But I was pretty disappointed with my performance altogether. Just because I knew what I could have done, and I was never going for the knockout. It's pretty hard to knock out someone in three rounds, and then Junior goes on before me and knocks out Neville, which is he made it look easier. Then I think that just added more nerves to me walking out, and then I don't know, that went so fast, and I'm not sure if I'll do it again. Now I might just finish on 1-0.
No, because I was going to ask you, who's your next opponent for any upcoming boxing match?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think Jason Samalolo's name come up a few times. He's scarier than Ben Hannah, so I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
I don't know if you know, but Cav here is a bit of a boxer. He was in the super heavyweight division. So double super heavyweight.
Truck division.
If you want a sparring partner, you know, he'll help you out for sure.
If you want a punching bag, let me know. Always keen.
For free.
Yeah, oh, of course, well, for free, man. Yeah, come
you, can
on.
You can punch his head in for free, so it's all good.
That's the one.
Bro, you played first game on the weekend. How did you find the pace of the game?
Yeah, it's definitely gone faster from last year. Yeah, the speed of the game, I guess the ball in play, it's in play a bit longer than usual. And us bigger boys are getting subbed a bit faster, a bit more frequent as well. Yeah, look, the game's definitely getting faster, but physical side of things, it's still normal, still the same. But yeah, I think the little man, you know, in the game is starting to take over when big boys are starting to get tired. And yeah, I'm just glad that we've got some freakish players around me that sort of cover my back here and there. And yeah, I guess just make our team the team it is now.
Yeah, oh, true that. And speaking on the pace of the game, did you guys like have to do extra fitness in the off season just to cater for that?
Not more extra fitness, is how we go about the fitness. So maybe less rest and more just the same running, but everything else stays the same. And you know, we still got the wrestling coaches in and trying to practice to slow the ruck down, and kicking practice, catching, tackle, it's all still the same.
Wow.
The player that you are, you're very fit. Do you want to tell the people out there your training regime that you do to be able to play more minutes than the average prop?
Yeah, I'm not good at fitness in general. I usually, we call it a family, which most of us polys are at the back of fitness running. I think there's like me, Dynamis, Louis, you name all the fobs in the club, we're all at the back. But then when it comes into sort of like fitness games, you know, footy and play, that's where we sort of, yeah, apparently the fitness is just a bit better than usual. And yeah, I think it's just, you know, I just enjoy playing footy. I think that's why I go longer than, you know, most props, you know, but the running side of things, yeah, I'll be at the back.
Yeah. And do you and the Islander boys, do you guys like eat together, or like, do you guys cut out everything together, or like, or you guys
what do you mean by cut out?
Like cut out taro and corned beef?
Nah, bro. Yeah, I keep it humze. Whatever is at home, I eat at home. I'm pretty bad on Uber eating. So, I don't have like a strict diet. I feel like when my mind's happy, you know, I play some good footy. You know, when I'm stressing up about diet and, you know, trying to train this way or that way, I think that just has a reflection on my footy. And over the years, I've sort of taught myself not to stress too much about other things that, you know, you don't have control over. Just keep myself happy, my mind happy, and, yeah, hopefully just play some good footy. But eating-wise, no, we're not that strict, eh? Me and Joseph, yeah, we went for a burger today, so pretty casual.
It's funny how you say you don't have control over. Because when there's a KFC box in front of you, then, like, you know, you can't not eat it. So, yeah, I totally get what you mean.
I haven't been in control for a couple of years now, so.
Josh, you want to tell us your game day rituals?
Yeah, game day ritual. I played golf before. So, say, on the weekend, we started at 4 o'clock, our kickoff. So, me and Jordan, we have a routine where we play golf on game day. We teed off at 7 on Sunday morning. So that meant I had to wake up at 6 o'clock for the tee off. We went and played golf in the rain in Canberra on Sunday. Played 18 holes, went back home. About 10:30, brekkie was ready. Sat down with the kids, wife, my sister, had brekkie. And then I went and watched TV and just, watched the movie, fell asleep, woke up, got ready. Family got ready, and we went out to the game.
So you mean to tell everyone you play golf, all that anger that you've played throughout the golf, you take it up on the field, right?
That's
so
it.
So people should
that's
play it. Golf before playing football, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Shit, you go and play shit.
Josh, what did you think about being sin bin with 1 second left to go?
Bro.
Does that 1 second count to the next game?
What was that?
Does that 1 second count to the next game?
Bro, I don't know, eh? I hope not. But, yeah, I was pretty shocked, eh? I shook Dave Nofaluma's hand, and the ref come up to me and goes, I'm going to the bin. So, yeah, I don't know.
Got me. Bro, you say this will be, what, your 11th year at Canberra?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would be considered like a veteran, not only in the game but over there at Canberra. Do you see yourself, finishing your career there at Canberra, or would you like to finish your career there?
Yeah. So last year I signed a 5-year contract with Canberra. So I'm 28, turning 29 this year, and that contract will get me to 2025. And at the end of 2025, I'll be 33 years old. And hopefully, you know, we've won a comp by then, you know, and I've looked after things away from footy. Yeah, hopefully just living, you know, pretty happy after footy, life after footy, and just spending it with my kids and wife and just family.
Yeah, you talk about career after footy. What is your career after footy? What would you like to do?
I've done a few courses to ensure that I have something for after footy. You know, investing money in investment properties. Done my youth working course. I'm about to do my carpentry course as well, something that interests me a lot. You know, my old man used to be a chippy as well, and that's something, you know, I really enjoy away from footy besides golf. Hopefully finish that within, 2 years and, yeah, be a qualified chippy and just do my own thing after footy.
Bro, that's mad, man. It's good to hear someone like you, like a Pacific Islander, that's actually doing something, you know, positive after footy ends, you know, and you're really using all the resources, I guess, as a footy player to do that. So, really liking that. Is there like a message that you would like to give to other like young Pacific Islanders or young kids in general that are listening out there?
Yeah, for sure. I'm always trying to give out advice to younger Polynesian boys. You know, they're the kind to, you know, come through the grade and not really open up. You know, I was one of them. And like, you know, you get so many managers coming up to you and wanting to sign you and this and that. And, you know, my parents not, you know, speaking full English as well. They don't understand. So they're full Samoan who, you know, can't understand English properly. So, you know, I was one of those kids that just had to make comfort zone, you know, and actually talk in front of crowds and, you know, pick up little things that we're not really used to. Little things like eye contact and, you know, things that, you know, Polly's really aimed into. If it's any advice I could give to Polly kids, is probably first and foremost, don't lose who you are. You know, be yourself. If you are Samoan, be Samoan. You know, be natural to yourself because, you know, they'll get you a long way in life. And I guess just keep your circle small and just enjoy what you do. Yeah.
That is great advice coming from an amazing player like yourself. Look, Josh, thank you so much for joining us today, and also good luck this week against the Sharks. I know you guys, it'll be a good matchup. But yeah, so anyways, good luck with that, and thank you so much again for joining us.
Thanks, man.
All good, guys. Thanks for having us on.
All right, that was Canberra Raiders player Josh Papali'i, and also you'll be able to catch all the NRL games on Radio Australia.